This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. This week, President Trump signed a two-for-one executive order that says for every new regulation that government agencies pass, two old ones must be eliminated. Trump says that that action will help small and large businesses better succeed. For a closer look at how the executive order would work and how it might affect some Atlanta-based companies, we turn now to Antonio Saravia. He's an assistant professor of economics and director of Mercer University's BB&T Center for Research. Good morning.
Good morning, Leah.
All right. So one of President Trump's arguments for this change is that it will save companies money. Do we have any evidence of that?
Sure. For the many things that I have talked and criticized about policies that the new president is imposing, this is one that I think most economists will applaud. The extent of regulations in this country has gotten out of hand. It has been calculated that just in 2015, the cost of federal regulations has reached $1.88 trillion. And just to put that number in perspective, the GDP in the United States is close to $18 trillion. So almost $2 trillion is a significant portion of it that we pay just on compliance of all these regulations. To give you another perspective, the federal tax revenue in a given year is about $1.82 trillion. So the cost of regulations have surpassed the federal tax revenue. So there are regulations all over the place. Some of them we didn't know that they exist. This has been a tremendous burden on the economy.
Yeah. How are Georgia's companies reacting to that? Companies like Coca-Cola and Delta, Georgia Pacific. There are a lot of companies that do business. They're headquartered here in Georgia.
Correct. It's a little bit early. This was announced on Monday. But I think in general, they will welcome the proposal. As we all know, Coca-Cola, for example, has been dealing with regulations about the sugar content on non-alcoholic beverages. And Delta, for example, has to deal with multiple regulations on the airline industry. So I think the companies in Georgia and all over the country will probably welcome this news.
Is there anyone that is against the president's order that you can identify?
I think you can make the argument that, just a blanket rule of one in, two out could be problematic. Let me give you an example. So if I'm a federal agency thinking of proposing a new regulation and I know that I have to remove two, then I may look back into my, file of previous regulations and get rid of the two that didn't cause any problems or were minor. In that sense, it generates this perverse incentive so that you can game the game. And that's why I think it's important to learn from the previous experiences. So we're not the only ones trying this. This is not a new experiment. The UK has had a rule that used to be one for one. Okay, you propose one, you get rid of one. It then became one for two. You have to get rid of two. And now it's at one for three. And so the experience of the UK is something that we can learn from. What they have said is, we don't worry too much about the number of regulations, but more on the cost. So for example, if your new regulation is going to impose, say, a cost of $10 million on a particular industry, you have to get rid of enough regulations to compensate for that $10 million. So one of the lessons that we can learn from the UK is don't focus too much on the number, but focus on the cost that those regulations impose. In that way, it's less... federal agencies have less ability to game the new policy.
Yeah. President Trump has pledged to cut up to 75% of federal regulations. Does this plan accomplish that, do you think?
No, and that's a fantastic question. One of the other things that we should learn from the UK experience is this type of policy looks at the flow of new regulations. So if you think of the number of regulations in place as the pool, what this is doing is stopping the stream of new water coming into the pool, right? But we're not focusing on the stock, so the water that already exists. This is not going to take care of the stock. This is just going to take care of the flow. So one of the things that we need to learn from the UK is don't forget about the stock and try to move forward also reducing regulations that are already in place. But I know that that's going to be even tremendously difficult, in fact. So all in all, I think this will be welcomed by the industry, by the economy. The Dow Jones have reached 20,000 points on the announcement of this. But, you know, there are many details that have to be worked out.
Antonio Saravia is director of Mercer University's BB&T Center for Research. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation. It's a pleasure.
This is GPB Atlanta.